And in those days did he eat nothing, and when he was ended, when they were ended, he afterward hungered. The devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone to be made bread. Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. The devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil said unto him, All this power I will give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Glory to God. And he brought him, verse 9, and he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in thy hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash the foot against a stone. Jesus answered and said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about, and he taught in the synagogues, being glorified of all. Now, before I read on, let me just paint this picture here quickly. Here is Jesus in the wilderness being tempted of the devil for 40 days. Some Christians are tempted of the devil for 40 seconds, and they're done. Hello? Jesus was tempted of the devil for 40 days. I want to point this out to you. Every time the temptation came to Jesus. Now, let me say something about a temptation. A temptation is something you can give into. So, if this was something that Jesus could not give into, it would not have been called a temptation. Amen. You'll say, wow, he was the Son of God. You know, that would never happen. Then the Bible would not have called that a temptation. So every time the devil comes with a temptation to God, to Jesus, what does he do? He doesn't say, look, do you know who I am? I'm Jesus. You better back off, bud. I'm coming for you one of these days. I'm telling you right now. You don't know who I am? Never said that one time. What did he do? He always quoted the word. He said, it is written. Let me tell you what, that is why it is so important that the believers know the Word of God. Because when a temptation comes your way, when the devil brings temptation across your path, the only way you can overcome that temptation is to say, Devil, it is written. It's in the Word. It is written. You have to take authority over the enemy with the Word. Listen, in ourselves, the devil ain't afraid of us. And he would kill us if he had a moment. But great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Are you listening to me? We're more than an overcomer because of Jesus Christ. Because of what he's done at Calvary. The Bible says he went to hell, stripped the devil of all his power and authority, took away the keys of hell, death, and the grave. That means death has no dominion over us any longer. Are you listening to me? Jesus went to the place that man was supposed to go. Hell. Why? So we don't have to go there anymore. Delivered us from that place. You cannot say to the devil when he comes around with a temptation or comes to attack you or whatever, you cannot say to him, listen, you don't understand. I've been to Bible school. Here's my diploma. He'd probably go, yeah, I've got one of those too. Actually, I sat right next door to you. Hello. Devil, it is written. It is written. It is written. That's why it's so important we know the Word. That's why it's so important to meditate on the Word. That's why it's so important to come to church and get as much Word, revelation Word in your spirit, man. So when the temptation comes your way, your spirit man is what rises up. And you begin to speak the Word of God. Hello? Because the devil's always looking for the weakest area. That's what he's doing. Bible says he walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He can only devour if you allow him. Hello. Devil doesn't come around and devour us because we don't allow him to do that. Oh, you listen to me. If there's an issue going on in the house, I'm telling you right now, we go to the throne room of grace. That's what we do. Hello. We speak the word. Call those things which be not as though they were. Come on now. Are you all with me this evening? Verse 16 says, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he'd opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And I can tell you right now, every time I get to this passage of scripture and then I get to verse 18, I get so excited. I mean, it creates an excitement on the inside of me because I'm thinking to myself, yeah, that's my Jesus, my God. He went to the synagogue and he read this passage of scripture. I mean, he could have read anything else, but he read this one. Which I no doubt must have offended the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Hello. No doubt it would offend the deacons of the modern day church. Hello. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Oh, I'm a believer. I'm a born-again child of God. I'm a carrier of revival. I'm a carrier of the Holy Spirit. I'm a carrier of the power of God. Hello. I'm the salt of this earth. Everywhere I go, I bring light. Not because of me, but because of who's within me. Because of His glory, because of His presence, because of His power. Everywhere we go, we can see signs, wonders, and miracles. All because of Jesus. We're just carriers. Come on. Some containers are just bigger than others. Amen. But we're all containers. Carriers of the anointing. So yes, why I like this passage of Scripture. Verse 18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Let me say this about the anointing. If Jesus needed to be anointed, how much more do we need the anointing? How much more do we need the anointing? See, listen to this carefully. God doesn't have a problem with using anybody. But if we allow Him to come and do a work on the inside of us and transform us, you cannot take new wine and put it into an old wineskin because you will lose both. Oh, you listen to me. There has to come a new wineskin. So we have to allow God to transform us on the inside. So when He pours His Spirit on the inside of us, we can carry the anointing. I don't want to run dry. I don't want to come to a Sunday night meeting, get filled, and by Monday morning I'm dry. No, I can carry this anointing everywhere I go, all day long, everywhere. Come on now. And all it takes is a surrender. You know, some areas you might have to give up. Hold on. Sorry, was that somebody's mail? Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I'll just close the door and walk away. Some things you have to give up. Some shows you've been watching. Got to stop. Hello? See, listen to me real carefully. You might say, well, I do this behind closed doors so it doesn't affect anybody. It does. It affects you. And it affects your relationship with God Almighty. So it is affecting somebody. And then when you come out of that, it's going to affect others around you. Are you listening to me? Because there's a spirit that can get on you. Hello? Okay, I don't know where that came from, but anyway. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because there's a reason and a purpose why the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you. And we as believers in this modern day we're living in, let me tell you what the purpose is. It's to destroy the works of the devil. And I can tell you right now, everywhere you go, all around you, there are works of the devil going on. The crazy thing is this, that the church seems to blend in to the world. It's like there's a whole lot of people in the church and they have what we call undercover ministries. Hello. You can take that either way you want to. Amen. But undercover ministries, you know, they're in such disguise that you don't even know they're a believer. Hello. I heard somebody get so excited one day, said, man, the guy I've been working with across the desk over here, they've been saved. They saved for like 3-4 years, and I am too, and we're so excited we finally found one another. I wouldn't tell anybody that. Because you know what? If they don't know you're a believer from day one, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, I just tell, when I worked in the world, I would tell people right from the start. I fill out my job application. Say, I've been to Bible school, I'm going to be a preacher. Love Jesus. I put it all on there so they know. If they don't hire me because of that, well, see a loss. They could have had the blessing of God on their business. Are you listening to me? But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, this time that we have on this earth is just a very short time, just a very short period of time. And then comes eternity. So everything we do down on this earth for this very short period of time is all for eternity. Amen. It's not about the big house and the big car and all this material stuff down on this earth. That's just temporary. Yet God doesn't have a problem with all that stuff, and He'll give it all to you. He'll give it all to you. Hello. Doesn't have a problem with that stuff. But it's just temporary. If that becomes our focus, then it's a problem. But when God's our focus, then all that stuff doesn't mean anything. Are you listening? We looked at this on Sunday night, Luke 24:49. Jesus said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. He told the disciples to wait. Wait for what? For the coming of the Holy Spirit. So listen to this carefully. When the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, at the same time when He filled the believers, they received power. Ever met believers that speak in tongues, but they have no power? Ever met them? Oh, yeah, they're all over the place. I was a little boy in Pentecostal. We grew up in Pentecostal churches, and I was a little boy, didn't understand very much what was going on, but I knew something for a fact that, you know, we had one brother. I know my brother shared this before, and I should talk about this stuff because it's real. It's what happens, but you know, we had a brother that would sit on the front row, Brother Rababanda. He'd jump up every Sunday, Rababanda, Rababanda, Rababanda. You know, give a tongue, you know, everybody. Now we're going to wait for the interpretation. And then all, you know, the platform would be filled with the elders, all sitting on the platform looking at the congregation. You know, now we're going to wait for the interpretation. So it goes something like this, you know. I don't know what the holding of the nose and the breech over here, what that does, if that helps the word to come or what it does, but that's what they would do. They would sit like this. And most times it wasn't a word. Now, as a little boy, I would look at him and think, oh, he's giving a tongue. And then my dad would have to go around in the week and go and counsel with him and pray with him. And then I'd look at him and go, man, what's wrong with him? You know, he gave a tongue in church, but now look at him. He's a mess. See, there's a problem. I have a problem there. Are you listening to me? You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When the Holy Ghost comes upon us, we get filled with the Holy Spirit and we have the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And then we carry the fire and we carry the anointing and we carry the precious Holy Spirit wherever we go. Some of you have a heavenly language and tonight you just need to get filled. Hello? Just got to get filled. Whenever you come into contact with somebody that is in a mess, you have to have something in your hands to give. And that which you have in your hands is the anointing of God or the glory of God that's on your life, that when you reach out your hand and touch them, they are healed, delivered, saved, set free, and blessed. That's what it's all about. That's what revival is all about. That's what the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is all about. You think it's just to come to church and have a good time? Oh my God, we just come. Man, we just love church. It's just so wonderful, presence of God. Change. So that God can use you. Because He got a plan for you. We need as many fiery, on fire, full of the Holy Ghost believers. In these last days that will rise up, they will not compromise the word and not compromise the anointing and take this to the highways and the byways. I'm telling you right now, we've got to see a great awakening. We've got to see a revival shake the church. We've got to see a great awakening shake America and then shake the world. It's got to come. And all of that starts simply in our heart by a hunger, by a desperation. God, I'm hungry. I cry to God, press into Him, and then all of a sudden, boom, He starts flowing. And then suddenly there's a river. And then the glory of God's going all over the place. I'm telling you. You know, the climate in the church, and I'm not saying that it's, yeah, but the climate in the church, on the whole, is it's all about time. We get them in and get them out. Forget what they're going through. Get them in, get them out. Got to get them in, get them out. God, I'll give you an hour and a half of my time on a Sunday night. Maybe two hours, Lord. Yeah, it's taken you 40 years to get into that mess. Now you want God to do it in 2 hours? Hello? Now, God can do a quick work. I know He can. But sometimes it takes longer than 2 hours just to break people through. Right. Hello? Come on. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So if you have the Holy Ghost come upon you, you should receive power. You know, the church is pretty powerless. Hello? You don't know how blessed you are to come to a church that loves the move of God. There are multiple churches that met today. They don't have anything to do with the move of God whatsoever. You don't know how blessed you are that there's a church right here in Fort Worth that loves the move of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Listen, I'm a traveling evangelist. I know what I'm talking about right now. I can tell you something. It's very hard. It's very hard to find a church anywhere in America that loves the move of the Holy Spirit. We lived in West Palm Beach for a number of years, and we'd come off the road and want to go to church on Sunday morning. We tried numbers of churches. Eventually, we just gave up. Said, forget about it. There's no way I'm going to go sit in that church and die on a Sunday. I'm a revivalist. Hello. When you eat, when you used to eating good T-bone steaks with sautéed mushrooms and golden fries on the side and a Caesar salad, there's no way that you can go. There's no way you can go eat kibbles and bits on a Sunday morning. The stuff gets stuck in your teeth. Hello. I believe in good food, my God. In the natural, then therefore in the spiritual realm, I'm going to get some good food. I went to a church once and had revival. I'm not going to tell you where, because I don't want to, you know, say where, but somewhere in America, let's just say that. I went ahead, revival. We started Sunday morning, Sunday night. By the Thursday night, I mean, the place is jam-packed. This is about 3 years ago. The place is jam-packed. People are hungry and thirsty. Power gods all over the house. Now, the pastor disappeared a little bit. He'd go in the sound booth, and I'd have to track him down. And I'd hunt him down like a hunting dog, find him in there, bring him out. Come on, pray for you. Pray for his wife, you know. So, by the Thursday night, I said to the pastor, I said, listen, man, this... I know revival. I know when God's going to break something loose. And I said to him, I said, listen, we should do some more meetings next week. We should go another week. I said, this thing's about to bust loose. People are being so blessed and so touched by the power of God. So you know what he said to me? He said, look, we still had Friday night. He said, look, I really want you to come back. He said, I feel God wants me to teach the congregation about the Holy Spirit, so that when you come back, they will be able to receive Him more easily. Now I'm thinking, man, are you in the same meeting I'm in? Because they are receiving Him. I mean, they are actually receiving Him. Now I'm thinking to myself, you might not be, but they are receiving Him. So you know what I said to the pastor? I said, let me tell you what. The best way that your people can get to know who the Holy Spirit is have an encounter with Him. Because when they have an encounter with Him, they'll learn everything about Him. So he looked at me and said, no, I really feel, praise God, I got to teach. I'm like, okay. We haven't been back since. Why? Because he took one Wednesday night and taught on the Holy Spirit. And then that was everything he did. Now, we did go visit. I did go back and visit. Actually, in fact, the youth pastor that was there at the time invited me. He said, please, when you come, you know, have a meeting with the youth. I said, yeah, I'll come teach the youth one night. So we showed up, and we had a Holy Ghost revival in the youth. And the main sanctuary was like this. And we down the corridor having the power of God, people all over the floor drunk in the Holy Ghost. So we went back one Sunday, and we're living in the town. I mean, we're trying to find a home church. We're just really, really trying, you know, trying. So we go back one Sunday, and I'm sitting there after the worship, which I don't know what that was, but anyway, we're sitting there after the worship. We sit down, and pastor starts, you know, go to this passage of scripture, and he goes into the word. And I'm telling you right now, listen, it was like 5 minutes. I thought I was going to die. I could feel the kibbles and bits getting stuck in my teeth. I took out my iPhone. Ah, there's a nice game I can play. Bored me to tears. Telling you, it was ridiculous. See, when you've been in revival as much as we have, I want the move of God. I show up at church, I want God to move. If He's got a clean house, then let Him clean the house. But I want Him to move. I don't want to ever come to church, whether it be a Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night, or any other night, and God doesn't show up. Because if He doesn't show up there, I'm leaving real quickly. I don't understand why the believer doesn't want God. Why they don't want God to move? Why don't they want the Spirit of the Lord to touch him and change him and fill him? Why don't people want joy? How many of you got some joy here over the last two nights we've ministered? You got some joy. Isn't it a good thing? Come on, it's a good thing. Did it make you feel bad? No. Did it make you feel good? Don't worry about Sister Happy over there. She's fine. She ain't bugging me at all. I can tell you right now. I'm not moved by the joy. I love it. I love the joy. It's not noisy to me. People say, oh, it should quieten down. No, please. Noisy, noisy, noisy. Listen, I've been in meetings where the joy has broken out and people have laughed so hard and so uncontrollable that literally there's nobody even listening to me. I mean, I can barely hear myself preach. Nobody's listening to me. I just press on and try to preach for another 5-6 minutes just to see what happens. And nobody's even paying any attention. Only about two people, they're like this. So then I try to focus on them, you know. I mean, at least somebody's looking at me. I just focus on those people. And then after a while I go, forget about it. I try to do this series on the glory. Let me tell you what, the early 90s, I wanted to bring out of the series on the glory. I do the first teaching on the glory. The second night, I do the second teaching. I read the scripture. Glory of God would hit the whole place, shake the whole place, and I couldn't even preach the message. So then I go to the next revival and do the same. Teach the first message, and then the second one, read the scripture. Power of God hit the whole place. Couldn't even preach. And then one meeting, I'm just this stupid. Are you listening to me? I say to God, God, you know, I'm trying to put out a series on the glory. I do the first series, and then I get to the second one, and then the glory falls, and I just can't get the teaching. I mean, I just can't get the teaching. You know what God said? He said, well, you can have your teaching, or you can have the glory. Of course, you know what I settled for? I settled for the glory. Forget about the teaching. I settled for the glory. So the next revival I went to, I preached part one. Then the next revival I went to, I started off with part two. And then the next one, I started off with part three. And then the next one, I started with part four. And then I had a four-part series. Hello. Oh, then nobody bought it. Anyway. It doesn't really matter. Amen. God's not really interested in your series. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Jesus. I just had me a little drink there. Don't mind me. Woo. Hallelujah. Nowhere in the Word do I see that it says you cannot drink on the job. Hallelujah. I wish more preachers would get drunk. Amen. I remember one meeting I got so drunk in the Holy Ghost. It was about in St. Louis one night, and it's about 11, about 10:30 at night, and I was so drunk. I mean, I was just gone. I was holding onto the podium. I looked down at my message I was supposed to preach. I looked at the message. I looked at the notes. I looked at the points. I said, who put this message together? Because that is ridiculous. That's my message. I said, that's absolutely ridiculous. Nobody can preach that message. And listen, I was so drunk in the Holy Ghost, and I looked up at the people, and I said, so what do you want to do now? That's how drunk I was. I mean, I was gone. But then so were they. Hallelujah. The book of Acts chapter 2 verse 1 says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. Can you imagine a sound from heaven? Like a mighty rushing wind. Not a light breeze. A mighty rushing wind. When this mighty rushing wind came in, it made a sound. That's how the Holy Spirit came. Yeah, people got a problem with the joy. My God, thank God you weren't there on the day of Pentecost. You would have hindered the coming of the Holy Spirit. It wouldn't have been in Acts chapter 2 verse 1. It probably would have been in Acts chapter 5 verse 1. Because you would have hindered it three chapters later. Verse 3 says, there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire. They sat upon each of them. The Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. How about getting some wind here tonight? How about getting some fire? How about getting filled with the Holy Ghost? You want a heavenly language? Get filled with the Holy Ghost and you will speak in other tongues as the Spirit gives you utterance. I tell you, the glory of God's all over this house. Some of you have already fallen into the river and you ain't coming out. Our God's all over the place. There's a reason for the glory. There's a reason for the anointing. Right at this very moment, God's setting people free in this place. Right now, at this very moment, He's healing marriages. Right now, at this very moment, He's bringing a miracle in your body, in your life, in your finances. Right now, at this very moment, God's doing a work in your life. That's what the anointing of God's all about. Destroys the yoke of bondage, sets the captive free. There's something God wants to do. He wants to set the church free.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. not about us people, it's about Him. It's all about Jesus. It's not about a degree, a diploma, how well you can speak, what you can do. It's not about your gifting. It's all about Him. It's all about Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The glory of God is in the house. The glory of God is in the house. The glory of God is in the house. When I say He's in the house, I'm talking about within you. Because you are the house. You are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. He's just looking for the hungry, just looking for the hungry, just looking for the thirsty. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Don't pass me by tonight. I've got to have more of you, Lord. I've got to have more of you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here, young man. Come here quickly. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. What's happening? Huh? Is it good? Lord? Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Jesus. Fresh fire, Jesus. Fresh fire, Jesus. Let him have an encounter with you, Lord. Let him never be the same. Let him never be the same. Let him never be the same, Jesus. Let him never be the same, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says, out of your belly. Out of your belly, over here, will flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water will flow out of your belly. That's where the joy is. Right there in the belly. Just got to cut loose. That's all you got to do. Just let the joy begin to bubble out your belly. It might sound like this, ha, ha, ha. It might even sound like this, ho, 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 or he, he. Pick one of the three. Just go ahead and do it. And I'm telling you right now, it's just like drilling for oil. You drill, 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 and suddenly you hit a gusher. Same with joy. It's like starting an old engine of an automobile. An old automobile's engine. I'll get it right now. Amen. As you turn that key, and then suddenly that thing kick into life. This sounds amazing. It's the same with joy. Same with joy. Hallelujah. Come here, all three of you. One, two, three. Come here quickly. Come here quickly. Right over here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, these are not drunk as you suppose. They're just filled with the Holy Ghost. These are not drunk as you suppose. They're just filled with the Holy Ghost. Ho! Oh, filled with the Holy Ghost. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. More, Lord. More, Lord. Turn up the heat in the kitchen, Jesus. Turn up the heat in the kitchen, Lord. Just go ahead and jump in the river. You'll be okay. Promise you, you won't die. That's it there. That's it there. Yeah. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Come here, dear lady, on the front row, here, quickly. Come here quickly. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Bye-bye. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Lord. Let him never be the same again. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Should I even call you out, dear lady? You are probably so drunk you can't even walk properly. Come here. Come here quickly. Come here. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Lift your hands to heaven. I think she's gone. Come here, dear lady, shaking your head. Come here. Right over here. Get her, Lord. Fill her up, Jesus. Come here, dear lady. Second row, looking at me right now. Come here quickly. Right over here. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. I'm going to tell you what, the glory of God is heavy down front here, I can tell you right now. I've just learned how to function through the unction. But if I get a second chance, I don't want to function at all. Hello. Come here, dear lady. Come here quickly. You, yes, you, yes, you. You. See. Come here, dear lady. To heaven. How you doing, lady? How you doing? Huh? You on some? You on some? Is that a yes or a no? Is it a no? Is it a yes? Is it a, all right, come on out. Come on out. I don't know what she's saying. If she said yes or no, I don't have no clue. Come right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. I've been watching the Holy Ghost get on you there in the second row for a little while now. Figured it's about time. More Lord. More Jesus. There it is. 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 Fire of the Holy Ghost. That's it there. That's it there. That's it there. The harder you fight it, the worse you get it. Jesus. More Lord. More Lord. More Lord. More Lord. More Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. I could stay there all night. There's so many people jumping in the river there, but I thought I'd better come and look at this congregation a little bit yet too. See what's happening. Come here, baby. Somebody help me here. This is my baby. This is my daughter. Come here, sweetheart. She's a drinker, Pastor Bob. She's a drinker. That's it there, baby. Daddy says you can drink. As much as you want, sweetie pie. That's my baby. Come here, dear lady. Sister Rag Lady, come here. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. There it is. There it is. There it is. Bye-bye. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. What's happening over here? I tell you what, there's so many people drinking here tonight, I don't even know who to pick on. You really are a bunch of drinkers in this church, I can tell you right now. I'm telling this to Pastor Bob, it's so easy to minister here. It's like everybody's so hungry for the things of God. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I don't feel like I have to bust through anything. I get up and let the Holy Ghost do whatever. It's awesome. Well, then I think Pastor Bob's a drinker himself. You know. Let's have this whole row of ladies over here. All of you, from you all the way down here. All of you come. You can join them. Come here quickly. All of you come over here. Make a line down across the front quickly. Quickly come. I need a few more ashes to help me. We've got too many drunks up here. Jesus. Let me get rid of some of the drunks. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. There it is. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Lady, let it bubble out your belly. It'll sound like this. Ha, ha, ha. Was she on the row? Oh, bring her out here. Oh, put her down there. How you doing, dear lady? Lift your hands to heaven. Look at this. Look at this. Turn around. Does she look drunk or what? Does she look drunk or what? Jesus. Jesus. Fill her up, Lord. Fill her up, Jesus. Fill her up, Jesus. Oh, let a fresh fire fall upon him, Jesus. A fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire of the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Who's he belong to? You. How old is he? 8. You know, I met many young men today. They were like 7, 8, 9 years old in revival early days. Today they travel all over the world carrying the fire of revival. So this is amazing. 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 Oh, let your fire get all over there. Revivalists that travel the nations right now that were young little kids in the 90s carrying the fires of revival. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come here, both of you. Come over here. Well, we might have enough room right over here for you. You can join him over here. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Jesus! Get him, Lord. Get him, Jesus. Get the whole family drunk, Lord. Get them all drunk. Get them all drunk, Lord. Have another dose. It's on the house. Another drink is on the house. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come here, dear brother. Dear brother. How are you doing, sir? It's good to see you again. Fill him up, Lord. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Lord. Come here, sir. Oh, you too, dear lady. Lady. Come here, sir. Right over here. Stand right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Come right over here, dear lady. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Lord, your glory. There it is. Fill the house, Jesus. Let your glory fill the house. Let your glory fill the house. Let your glory fill the house. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. How you doing, sir? Huh? You doing good? You want some more? Come on out. Come stand right over here. You okay? Have another drink. It's on the house. Fire of the Holy Ghost. 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 Just like on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, yes, what we're going to do right now, because because I mean, we could do this all night. I love the presence of God, but here's what we're going to do. Those that want prayer this evening, I'm going to pray for everybody that wants prayer. So the ushers are going to work out and put you around the side or on the back. So all those that want prayer, if you want to stand to your feet quickly, let's do this. Let's. Now don't forget, Wednesday night, we're going to continue. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Wednesday night, we continue. Hallelujah. See the back of somebody's head, you're in the wrong place. Find a piece of carpet, just go around the end of the line there. You know, you can't do that either. You've got somebody behind you. Ushers, I need your help. Please line up the people so there's nobody on the floor behind them. Touch of heaven upon my dear family. Touch of heaven, Jesus. Right through his entire body, Jesus. Strength, 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 strength. Jesus' mighty name. Thanks, Lord. Mighty name. Let your glory fill the temple, Lord. Let your glory fill the temple, Jesus. Supernatural miracle. His mind is made whole, Jesus. Mind is made whole in the name of Jesus. God, there's it. There's the glory. There's the glory. There's the glory. There's the anointing of God right now. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Touch the Son. Complete miracle in his body. Probably in his soul. Fill us up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Jesus' mighty name. Fire the Holy Ghost. Jesus' mighty name. It's in there, right into you. Right into you. Right into you. Right into you. It's a glory. That's a glory. Get ready, people. Get ready to receive. Get ready to receive. Get ready to receive. Get ready to receive right now in Jesus' mighty name. It's in there. That's in there. That's in there. That's in there. Mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for your touch, Jesus. Touch him. Fresh anointing, Jesus. Fresh anointing. Have another dose. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Let the joy bubble out your belly, baby. Joy. Joy. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. mighty name. That's it. Jesus is touching you. Just let him touch you. Let him touch you. Let him touch you. You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for the touch, Lord. Get them both drunk in the Holy Ghost. Get them both drunk in the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Drunk in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Drunk in the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Drunk in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Drunk in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Touches your lady, Lord. Fresh fire from heaven. Fresh fire from heaven, Jesus. Is it there? Let the joy bubble out your belly. Sound like this. Ha ha ha. Quiet. Filled. Filled with the glory. Filled with the glory. Filled with the glory. Filled with the glory. Filled. Joy. 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 Quiet. Joy. 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 Trust me, I do this for a living. And I want to. It's right there. It's right there. You might as well grab it. You might as well take it. Try it. You might like it.
I can sense.
I'm eating cauliflower, cabbage. The Holy Ghost, joy, 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 joy. You're right there. You got your big toe in the river, but you just won't jump in. Jesus' mighty name. 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 Jesus' mighty name.
There it is. There it is.
Take it, it's yours. Take it, it's yours. Take it, it's yours. Mighty name.
That's a man. That's a man.
That's a man. Joyce. 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 Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Hey, you just jump in the river. You'll see. Joy will bubble out your belly. 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 Joy will bubble out your belly.